So this is going to be a what the fuck question for most students seeing this. The first step is inferring that this patient with alcoholism most likely has hypomagnesemia, okay? So low serum magnesium is typical in alcoholics due to dietary deficiency. 7 kilocalories per gram is alcohol. Patients tend to fill up and not eat enough regular food, and they get nutrient deficiencies, e.g. B vitamin deficiencies, like thiamine, right? So low serum magnesium, common in alcoholics. And your next factoid is that hypomagnesemia is an important cause of both hypokalemia and hypocalcemia, non-responsive to supplementation. So you can see this patient has potassium of 3 milliequivalents per liter, normal range 3.5 to 5, supplementation was given, and serum levels did not rise appreciably. New levels, just 3.1 milliequivalents per liter. So you say, oh, okay, patient has alcoholism, this is going to be hypomagnesemia. Some questions will ask for the next best step in management, such as on step 2 or 3, and the answer will just be check serum magnesium, okay? Not difficult, but it remains a low percentage question in QBanks. So you might ask, well, why? Like, I don't get it. Like, why would potassium be non-responsive to supplementation in hypomagnesemia? It's because there is a channel, a potassium secretion channel, okay, on the apical membrane of the cortical collecting duct that will cause potassium wasting. Now, this is called ROM-K. It stands for renal outer medullary potassium channel. Potassium being the K. So ROM-K, renal outer medullary potassium channel. It's on the apical membrane. That means facing the urine. Basolateral means on the side of the blood. So it's on the apical membrane, and it causes potassium wasting into the urine, okay, from the cortical collecting duct cell. Now this channel is normally inhibited by basal levels of magnesium. So in other words, basal magnesium levels prevent excessive potassium secretion in the distal kidney. Therefore, if you have hypomagnesemia, you get decreased inhibition of ROM-K, meaning ROM-K will increase potassium wasting in the kidney, okay? It's called kaliuresis. Kaliuresis, sophisticated word for excessive potassium in the urine. So that's our answer here. It's going to be increased activity of renal apical ROM-K. All right. That's the best answer. We can make arguments as far as, oh, but Michael, like, what about like indirect activity of the sodium potassium ATPase pump as a result? It's, you don't want to start overthinking things. Okay. The literature is clear that magnesium normally inhibits ROM-K. So decreased magnesium, we simply get increased activity of ROM-K due to failure of inhibition. So that's why we have potassium hypokalemia that's non-responsive to supplementation. You say, well, what about the hypocalcemia? You mentioned that before. It's because basal magnesium levels are also responsible for sufficient functioning of the parathyroid glands. So PTH release requires magnesium. So if we have low serum magnesium, PTH is going to be decreased, and in turn, we have low calcium. This question is 192 in the audio QBank, either question 191 or 190. I made on that concept of PTH and calcium in relation to magnesium. So I've made other questions on this concept. But your take home needs to be that number one, alcoholics are notably the group of patients on the USMLE that are prone to hypomagnesemia. It's not some special malabsorptive disorder, it's just dietary deficiency. And then number two, if a patient has hypocalcemia or hypokalemia, refractory, that is non-responsive to supplementation, you need to immediately think, oh, this patient might have hypomagnesemia. So you check serum magnesium levels, okay? Very high yield for USMLE. Once again, remains a low percentage question in QBank, but once you learn this concept, not difficult. Okay, that's it.